This is CICK News. Monday afternoon, on the frontage road at the corner of Highway 16, the Highway of Tears, and Queen Street in Smithers, a large motorhome pulled over and two people got out of the vehicle, set up two lawn chairs, and waited in the shade. Vanessa Brousseau and her partner drove this motorhome from Timmins, Ontario, to come to BC's North to raise awareness for Vanessa's sister, Pamela Holopainen, who went missing from Timmins in 2003. The sides of the motorhome have posters with the number of the Timmins, Ontario Police Department and photos of Pamela. Brousseau is also known as Resilient Inuk, and her vehicle is Rolling Resistance.
My name is Vanessa Brousseau. Rolling Resilience is a motorhome that I purchased last year. This is my second year coming here to this territory. And I bought it last year in hopes to raise more awareness about missing and murdered Indigenous people, as my sister, Pamela Holopainen, has been missing now for 22 years. A lot of families aren't being heard. A lot of advocates aren't being heard. So I try to go community to community and amplify them and their voice and what they're doing. And then I also get to meet with other families, because that's the hardest part, is being a family member of a missing loved one. A lot of people don't understand.
Hello, everybody. Hi. Thanks for coming.
Nice to meet you, Jackie.
Nice to meet you, Jackie.
I'm Mary.
Hi, Mary.
Hi, Jocelyn.
Hi, Jocelyn.
Nice to meet you.
Sharon.
Hi, Sharon.
So how about you tell us about something about you guys? Mm-hmm. What's your mandate? What's your mission?
So my mission is, it comes from me being a family member. That's why I started this, is because my sister's been missing for 22 years. And some people say, well, 22 years, that's a long time, you should just move forward. Well, just in January, the police approached me for my DNA, because all these years my sister didn't have a DNA profile.
And it's not their fault, but it's really nice to be able to meet with other families who do. So that's another part of why Rolling Resilience exists. It's very empowering to be doing what I'm doing, but it's also a lot of hard work. This didn't just happen overnight. And even though I say I just started last year, this is something I've worked really hard on, by healing first, in order to be able to talk to people in a kind way. You know, it's so important for other people to see that, yes, we have traumas, and yes, we have a lot of history, but that doesn't define us. I feel like I've tried many things in advocating, and the one thing I found beneficial was being with the people. I've lived in Ottawa, I've protested, I've attended marches. I shut down Yonge Street in Toronto, okay? I've done all those things, but none of them made me feel like how I feel when I get to connect with community.
Yeah. Where have you gone today? It seems like it's been busy already.
I woke up in Fraser Lake, mm-hmm. and I stopped at Burns Lake,
yep.
and then I stopped at Houston, and now I'm here in Smithers for the night, but I'm going all the way to Prince Rupert. So last year I was here for a week. This year I'm staying for over 2 weeks, because it wasn't enough. So, and I know maybe next year will end up being a month.
Yeah. And what's your territory, and where do you live? So where's this actually kind of, where's your starting point?
Okay, so my mom is from Sanikiluwek, Nunavut, which is in the Arctic. But she was born and raised in Moose Factory. So I actually was born and raised in Ontario. So this is where my motorhome comes from. I live in North Bay, Ontario now. I've been there for a few years now. But I grew up in Timmins, Ontario, which is a northern community as well as in Ontario. But yeah, I'm just waiting for personalized plates too. I'm going to have the plates that say "For you, Pamela." So I'm really, yeah, it's all coming together every year. So
how long does this take to organize something like this?
And all by myself. People don't understand, like, I always post videos every day, but I always believe that whoever you're meant to connect with, just like you today, you'll show up, right? So I just put it out there and put myself out there and hope that people come, and if they do, they do, and if they don't, that's okay too. So
So if anyone listening west of us hears this, what do you want them to know? But when they see your motorhome show up,
honk your horn, show your love. Pull over, come say hi, get a button, get a postcard, take a picture, post it online. That's how we're making awareness. So, you know, just know that I'm not trying to hurt anybody or take away from anyone. I'm trying to bring. So, yeah.
Was there anything I didn't ask that you think is important to include in this?
I am not funded by grants. A lot of people think that, you know, I'm not funded by any grants, zero. I do this all out of either working hard for myself or by community donating. So I do have a GoFundMe as well. And my website is resilientinukcreations.ca.
Thank you so much, Vanessa.
Thank you.
My name is Jackie Bowes.
We're standing here where Rolling Resilience, the motorhome, is by Vanessa Busseau. And you two actually just had a really beautiful exchange where you asked Vanessa, what is her mandate? She told you, and then you shared a story as well. What does it mean to show up and to kind of constantly have to advocate for your own family?
Well, as I was saying that we don't choose to be advocates for the MMIW. We are obligated in this role, and the only way that we can actually challenge the status quo that it's currently in right now is to really make noise, make the awareness, and also just constantly fighting for the justice for our loved ones. We were speaking about how all the MMIW are creating a community to support one another, because when you're reliant on outside entities, you know, it's just, it's basically falling on deaf ears. And that's what we're doing today, you know, like she's traveling and we want to support her. We want to be her ally, and we want to be a community. And when you create that space for understanding, then you start working together in unity, and that's what needs to happen. And I hope that everybody along the route that she's traveling will support her and meet her and greet her and tell your story about your loved one.
Diana Johansson played three songs for Vanessa, including the Wet'suwet'en Women's Water Song, which we heard a small portion of, to wish her safe journey as she continued west from Smithers. CSK News is funded by the Government of Canada, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and is a participating station in the Local Journalism Initiative. On behalf of my colleague Dan Messick and myself, Pam Hassan, thanks for listening.